Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It's hour number two on a Thursday. Hartman, Carter, Cook, News Talk 830 WCCO. Please do us a favor. Give the podcast a try. Dan does a fantastic job with that, cutting up the show, giving you segment after segment to pick from important interviews with people making news to complete nonsense. Odyssey app. Odyssey app is a good way to go. It's free, costs you nothing. Also, if you just want to punch in wccradio.com/chat, it will lead you to the same place. Sign up. Pick and choose what you'd like. If you don't like it, you can always say, I'm done with you. But give it a try, because we get that we're on noon to 3. And for a lot of people, no matter what time you're on the air, but for a lot of people, noon to 3, this isn't an ideal time to listen to multiple segments. So try the podcast and see how it works out. And we thank you for that. Saw the story. Dan and I both did in the Washington Post. Britain's first mass shooting more than a decade occurred in August. So now it's a couple months later, and London is requiring the British police to check medical records and in some cases delve into applicants' social media history before issuing a gun license. Okay, so the shooting took place in August. 22-year-old posted YouTube and had videos filled with despair and self-loathing ahead of the rampage and reportedly showed interest in the celibate or incel group, angry males upset with all women because they are still virgins. So it raised questions on checks and whether they go far enough. This individual had his previously confiscated guns and firearms returned to him just weeks before the mass slaying. He admitted to assaulting two people. From November 1, people hoping, this is in London, to get a gun license must agree to share their confidential information with authorities. They will also be required to submit a form signed off on by a physician as a part of the application process. Doctors will have to pass any health concerns when the license is up for renewal. The doctors have long resisted handing over confidential medical information, multiple outlets reported, due to concern it might deter patients from seeking assistance. A spokesman and a physician for the British Medical Association said this: as doctors, we support the government's overall message that gun ownership is a privilege and not a right, and that firearms must be in the hands of only those deemed safe and responsible. The new rule states that additional checks should be carried out if officers need more evidence of the applicant's suitability. We have talked about guns on this show many, many times. The stance has been clear many times. We are not trying in any way to stop law-abiding citizens from getting a gun. Whether it's you're protecting yourself, protecting your family, or obviously going hunting. We're not coming to knock on the door and confiscate your guns. We also have acknowledged many, many times that how do you thread that needle where you look at the laws as they are presently constituted, look at enforcing those laws, because we've had issues with that, coming up with new laws where we are punishing the proper individuals or creating restrictions and prohibitions to the right individuals, those who are intending for criminal intent, right? So we're not going to make it so incredibly cumbersome for one of the three of us or anybody listening right now, but then guess what? If you're criminal, you have no issues whatsoever. And that's not easy to do. And also we've talked about the perpetual, let's not make perfect the enemy of good. That if we can make some progress in this, we should. And also let's stop with, here's what the founding fathers set up. We're not going to alter it. We make adjustments with our laws every day, every week, every month, every year, including amendments, including the Second Amendment. No one could have predicted in the 1770s and 80s what life was going to be like in 2021. Basic tenets of our life, certainly, but adjusting to where we're at. Adam, how many times do we have a story where, in hindsight, we find out, fill in the blank, and we see warning sign after warning sign after warning sign? But then we say, it's such an incredibly large country that we have, and we don't want to trample over every aspect of privacy, even with all the privacy we've lost, that where is that line? How do we do this? So when you think about this philosophically, if a law was created January 1st and it was a federal law and it said included you, if you decided you wanted to get another hunting gun or whatever it might be, that we needed some okay from a doctor, and if anything else gave us red flags, we would want access to your social media, what would be your reaction?
That's a nice theory, but I just don't understand how it's possible, given HIPAA laws, in which are there to protect patients' privacies, which I get. Also, not all of us who are leaving a trail on social media, just because somebody's quiet on social media or hasn't posted anything of violence doesn't mean they are not. Will it catch the, I guess your argument, the argument, okay, if it catches one, stops one person, then it's absolutely worth it. I guess I would agree with that. But, boy, and then we got this, just today in the news, that awful shooting at the bar in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. It was a guy who legally bought a bunch of guns and then sold them off to other people illegally.
Right, yes.
So there.
It's not going to solve everything. That's kind of the perfect the enemy of the good, though, right? Where you're right. It's impossible. Let's just say it's going to be impossible to stop all the random grotesque violence. But where is that line to say, we're going to make this change, it's going to help us. Maybe it only helps us 2%. Maybe it helps us 4%, whatever. But it's not going to be the end all. So, Dan, Adam's raising a lot of good points.
Yeah.
What would you think if in this country, moving forward, because Adam has used the example over and over again, he can get so many other aspects of his life are so much harder to do than just to get a gun. What would you think about this idea of some level of a doctor and potentially looking at social media?
Well, social media I'd have less of a problem with than the doctor stuff because, again, we've talked about this 1,000 times. You know, social media is not Adam and I having a beer at the bar and having a conversation. It's me standing out in the middle of the public square with a bullhorn. And to try and say that there's an expectation of privacy there is just silly. So I have no problem looking at social media. Medical records is a different deal. Both because of privacy issues, and I think, there's a fair point that's made by some folks as saying if somebody doesn't go get the mental health help that they need because they're scared that if they go to the doctor, it's going to get back into some sort of background check that can come up if they're looking to legally and safely buy a weapon, that's a problem. that, you know, I would much rather get folks the help they need than monkey around with the gun buying system in that regard. And that's where, you know, I mean, I don't want to take us off track, but that's where the failure in this country is, you know, to say that it's a mental health issue, not a gun issue, and then we do nothing about mental health. To me, that's one of the biggest failures of the last, you know, two decades in this country, at least.
So, again, we're talking about what's taking place in London. They are talking about a process where moving forward, if you're going to apply for a gun, communication and access to medical records and potentially looking at social media. I want to hear from you. I'll tell you what I would do when we come back, but I want to hear from you, not just us. You can chime in through a phone call or a text. We have a major problem in this country with violence. We just do. We have the majority, the overwhelming majority of that problem with those who are just intent to harm, to aren't capable of having that gun. And how do we come up with proper protocols where it doesn't restrict everyday citizens who absolutely should qualify for getting a gun? I am no means a person taking all your guns. That's how life's going to be. But we have too many random acts of violence in our cities, not as much in the suburbs and rural area, but too much there. And status quo isn't good enough. But how do we find that line? And is this a way to go with the use of medical records and potentially social media? What do you think? 651-461-9226. Send us a text. Elaborate, nuance, or just blunt and direct. Or if you'd rather call, that's fine also. 651-461-9226. We'll get to your calls and your texts in moments. I want to talk about K&S Heating and Air. It's now multiple days for me where the furnace is on in the morning because it was in the upper 30s. Not a fan of the upper 30s outside and low 60s inside and just staying status quo. I feel confident because for 8 years I have worked with K&S Heating and Air. This is a company which first started in the Rochester area in 1989, moved to the metro area pretty quickly, and their owner, Brian Keene, as always, wants to thank, in particular, WCCO radio listeners for their loyalty pre-pandemic and right in the middle of it, and hopefully as we ease out of it. Multiple ways that you can work with them. Reach out to them, ksheating.com. How about the spring and fall tune-up? $189, and you're going to be set and ready to go with the air conditioner in the spring and the furnace in fall. Bigger way, you want to have them out for a free home estimate. Look at your stuff. Make sure you're okay. And even bigger than that, if you want to make a change, they have an endless quality of top-notch Lennox products. If you'd rather call them, you can. 952-697-HEAT. I'm talking about K&S Heating and Air. Chris Riemenschneider on a number of musical topics, including Elvis Costello and the Stones. He is 10 minutes away. We're talking about a change coming up in London after a rare mass shooting. Starting November 1st, people hoping to get a gun license must agree to share their confidential information with authorities. They'll be required to submit a form signed off by a physician as a part of the application. Doctors will have to pass on any health concerns when the license is up for renewal, as well as alert police to potential signs that the applicant may pose a threat. I am a no to medical records. I am a no. You both touched on it. I still want people to feel completely confident when they go to their doctor, depending upon the severity of what they're going to say, that is going to stay confidential outside of an extraordinary issue. And I'm aware what a gun can do. I'm aware we have a gun problem. I am not willing to do that. Something very unique, very, very unique would have to take place for me to be for that. The social media component, Adam, I'm so worried about the context with that. we see how things are continually taken out of context. We see hateful messages. We see venom out there. We see lies. But how are we going to judge that? So I'm willing to listen on these ideas. And as we've said so many times, don't tell me it's private because it's not. You've decided to put it out there. So you've made that decision. So to act like this is just you and the two of us talking or the three of us talking, it's not the same thing. I'm uncomfortable with that one also, aren't you?
No, because there's been instances where people have pretty much been quite telepathic in how they're going to act. And there's been instances where, like, geez, this is a warning flag if somebody would have spoke up about it. So that one doesn't bother me.
Okay, so but we have to have a singular policy, right? So are you okay if this was November 1st in Minnesota where you apply for a gun, that it is now a requirement for the agency in charge of granting that for you to provide them with everywhere you're on social media, and they then can comb, they are required to comb through your social media before they grant that.
They can look through my social media files. That's fine. If it's something that I posted that is public viewing, if I go in to apply for a job and they're looking at my social media, if I go apply for to get a gun, if it's part of the background check where they're going to look at my social media file, go for it.
Dan, are you okay with providing all that information? And then I guess if you don't, you then lose out on the opportunity.
I'm okay with looking through social media, again, just because of what we said repeatedly about its public nature. What I'd be curious to see is if somebody says one thing, is that enough to be a red flag and deny a license? How many things do you have to say? What categories of things are we talking about? You know, there's some fine detail there. But the big picture idea of looking at social media as part of licensure, I have no problem with that at all.
I understand that you can look. I'm worried on that part too. I'm just determining. I mean, obviously the red flags, the overwhelming one, sure. But the subjective nature and the comeback can be, well, guess what? This isn't automatic. This isn't a guarantee. This is something you apply for, and your previous actions can cause you to lose it. I'm a little wary of how we're going to try to put that in proper context. Phil is in Prior Lake. Phil, you're on WCCM.
Good afternoon, guys.
Yes, sir.
I guess my first comment, love your show, by the way, but my first comment would be with regard to the medical aspect. Absolutely not. No way, no how, because we have to have the ability for people to be able to trust their doctor. And I know of three physicians that are personal friends of mine that would actually use their position as a doctor to hinder someone getting a gun because they are very, very anti-gun, anti-hunting. In fact, one of them is vegan and would impose her beliefs on others through her position. So my question would then also become, how do we evaluate the doctor that's doing the evaluating? And, you know, so there'd be too many things on the medical side of it. The social media side of it, I guess I don't have a problem with them looking, but I have, I'm like you, Chad, I have some real concerns about how much is too much and who gets to decide what's too much. Well, you know, what's their ulterior motive? Is it based on politics? Is it based on something practical? Is it based on what? There's just too many unknowns in the way they're setting this this situation up for me.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate the kind words. Here's another thing, because we talk about the social media component all the time, Adam. Let's say this is a younger individual. We've had this debate, by the way, before. Should it be 18 or 21 when you're allowed to own a gun? You know, I won't go down that rabbit hole too much more. I think there should be just more conformity, whether it's 18 or 21. You guys, I think, are more okay on the subjectivity. So let's say it's 22. And 3 or 4 years before, this is now an 18-year-old who's acting like an 18-year-old. how far back are we going? You know what I'm saying? I mean, where is that line? I get the overall idea, the concept of how could we have this available to us. But I think in those gray areas, it's going to be pretty tough, don't you?
It's the gray area that needs to be defined. I mean, if people are punished all the time for things they do when they're 18 and young, and we may not agree with it. But what I'm saying is, okay, if they're looking at it, I mean, isn't it a matter of somebody then following up and saying, okay, you know, I see you're applying for a gun here, whatever it is. We've looked at this, and, you know, you get an opportunity to explain yourself here.
If they get an opportunity to explain themselves, that helps, as opposed to they're just going to.
Right. I just don't understand. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand. Yeah. I mean, is there like you get a check mark for something you've posted? I think there has to be some sort of person looking at it and then following up with questions.
Brad is mobile. Brad, you're on WCCO at 1:30.
Hey, good afternoon. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. First of all, thanks for the time. Yes, I would say absolutely no to the medical side of this and absolutely yes to the social media side. I believe if I choose to do something wrong with my firearm, the law enforcement has the right to come after your social media no matter what. So that's going to get looked at no matter what. But there's a bigger issue here that no one wants to address, and I don't have an easy way to solve it. Every mass murderer since Columbine has been on some kind of performance medications, high doses of medications, be it whatever you want to call them. So the problem is nobody wants to address that. And personally, I think this entire country is so over-medicated most of the time. You have to admit, it seems like it's pretty easy to get pharmaceuticals passed out at pretty alarming rates. And I believe, you can check it, but pretty much every mass shooter since Columbine has been on some kind of drugs, and no one...
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but let me just push back a little bit. Because we also have millions and millions of people who need various medications, to help them. We still have a stigma in this country about mental health where people are unwilling to step forward. So I don't want to shame anyone who's decided to seek out a doctor. Do we have doctors that go far? Hell yes. We've had doctors who go too far with opioids and many other drugs. But to be telling people who deal with something that is every bit as harmful to them as other more easily spotted injuries, so to speak, that we see every day, but we're going to tell somebody now because of some level of depression or whatever it might be, that we can't aid you because others have abused it, I think that's absolutely the wrong message.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I just wonder how to get a hold of these the information of people that have done these terrible acts of violence. How do we get them better tracked some way medically? And as far as the firearms themselves, like Adam said earlier, if someone has little or nothing on a social post and they do something terrible, that's going to be out there anyway. But people who are going to do this kind of evil, there's tons of ways for them to get firearms, unfortunately. So no matter what the laws are,
that's true.
They're going to get firearms. And bad thing is, many of the gun laws that are in place are not enforced the way it is. So to add more to it, I'd have to say no to the first proposal. I didn't hear what London was doing officially until I just popped you on the radio here a few minutes ago. But yeah.
Got it. Thank you very much for calling and calling again. 651-461-9226. Adam's going to get back to the A job. Chris Riemenschneider on a number of musical topics when we come back. Chris does an excellent job for the Star Tribune.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.